Often, when animals are mentioned in the news, it's because they're either dangerous or endangered. Our next story, though, is about turtles that seem to be doing just fine. And that's why a group of researchers is traveling the country to study them. They were recently in Austin, Texas, and that's where Mose Bushell from member station KUT caught up with them.
By the end of this story, three guys get bit by turtles, and a turtle gets a tattoo. But we're going to start here with Andrew Wald. He's on the shores of Bull Creek in Austin, reflecting on his childhood in Canada.
I grew up in a turtleless world.
It was an unlikely start for the head of the Turtle Survival Alliance.
Here I am 20 years later, leading an international group doing turtle work all over the world.
Wald and other self-described turtle nerds came to Austin to measure, weigh, and microchip turtles. It's part of a project to see how their populations change over time. Joining him was Carl Franklin of the University of Texas at Arlington.
I'm a herpetologist and card-carrying turtle fanatic.
And Eric Muncher, head of the Alliance's Freshwater Turtle Research Group.
Our goal is long-term monitoring of species that are perceived to be abundant.
I want to go on a limb here and say that science is a nice crutch for a bunch of useless SOBs to get out and have fun on a work day.
Either way, let's dive in. Muncher stays on shore. Wald, Franklin, and others put on snorkels and scour the creek for turtles. Wald's the first to get snapped.
Oh, I just stuck my head under it. He's like...
And they're hauling in mesh bags full of turtles. Pouring them in buckets, coolers, little blue recycling bins. The team plans to return here 3 or 4 times a year. They'll see how the turtles have grown, how many are still in this location. Carl Franklin says monitoring the area will reveal more about these species in general.
Hopefully, all the data and information and stuff we record will be available for nerds 100 years, 200 years down the line.
They find musk turtles, map turtles, red-eared sliders. But Eric Muncher says one kind eludes them, a Guadalupe spiny softshell.
They're just a harder turtle to come by, harder to catch overall because they're fast.
Then?
Oh, is it over here?
They get one. Muncher taps it. It's rubbery and rough, like sandpaper.
They actually have a shell. It's just overlaid with flesh.
Speaking of flesh...
Ow. Oh, no, did you get bit?
Oh, yeah.
Bite number two. These researchers usually cut a notch in the shell to mark turtles they've microchipped, but with soft shells, that injures the turtle. So?
This little guy is going to get a tattoo.
I'm going to get a tattoo.
But before that, they haul in one of the biggest snapping turtles I've ever seen. And you can guess what happens. This time, Franklin gets bit. Fortunately for him, only a small nip.
I hope that was on video.
Unfortunately, I was taking still photos. So this is the sound of a turtle getting a notch sawed in its shell.
It might be kind of like if you go to the dentist and have a scraping. You know, just kind of a momentary sort of ugh, but nothing traumatic.
But for our soft shell...
What are you going to put on it?
Number one.
Why is that?
Because it's the first soft shell that we've actually caught at this site.
After the animals are weighed, measured, and implanted with a microchip, Carl Franklin sends them on their way.
There she goes!
Well, maybe we'll see you again, turtle.
And if we do, everybody, watch your fingers. For NPR News, I'm Mose Bushell in Austin, Texas.